This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is September 28th, 2015. NFL Week 4 picks and kicks. I got Calhoun with me. What's up, Calhoun?
What's happening?
Chilling. We're going to try something different this week. We're going to go straight to the Lewinsky and the USUC Awards. And I think that's going to lead to some interesting conversation because some of the names we got for the Lewinsky and the USUC Award. And then we'll pick the games. So we're going to try something different. Our kicking it is going to be tied to the Lewinsky and USUC Award. And so we're going to end off on a good note this week. So let's start with the USUC Award.
Now, quiet as kept, I got one that you may not like. I heard she was a Frisco Knight. Anyway, mine is, and he can get me Lewinsky. It's Kyle Shanahan a little bit, and I'll tell you why.
Well, we doing USUC right now.
I know. Kyle Shanahan, man, around by they treating Roddy White. It's a travesty what's going on, man. You know, he has 4 catches in 3 games.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. I thought he had like 6 or 7 catches.
No, he didn't get any catches yesterday. So it looked like it's just, you're going to have to, you know, he's going to be a good team player because he went and all that type of stuff. But you know they got to get to him. You don't like that. And then to have someone like Leonard Hankerson getting his catches.
Yeah, so like for you, you were saying that Leonard Hankerson, he gets too much attention. But they always put him on the side with Julio. So I think that kind of sits. That doesn't sit well with you.
No. Because you know you got here, you got Roddy and Julio. Roddy looks like he's back in form. He's back to form. I was looking at the game, I think it was like the third quarter, and I seen like Devontae Freeman had a rollout. Roddy had like an end cut. Both were open. Matt Ryan threw it to the running back. He threw it to Devontae Freeman instead of him, his man. So I just don't like what they're doing a little bit. I love what they're doing, but I don't like how they're doing Roddy.
You get your USUC. I'm going to start out with the easiest USUC. Colin Kaepernick. I think he threw like 12 passes, 4 interceptions or something like that. If there's ever been a definition of a USUC award, Colin Kaepernick was that definition, and he deserves every single inch of that award because he sucked. That may have been the worst game besides Jake Delhomme in the playoffs against the Cardinals I've ever seen a quarterback play in the NFL.
He
played
his first 2 interceptions with pick 6. So, let's go to show you what he was doing. I got to give a USUC to the Jags. I don't even think they got off the bus. I think the Patriots still scoring on them. They look horrible.
Is it more so about the Jags sucking or about the Patriots not playing no fucking games?
Both, because they didn't even sit Tom Brady. They show you what you're supposed to do. You know, they like the dojo, the sensei in Karate Kid. He was like, sweep the leg. There's no mercy in that dojo.
I think they're taking everybody to task and putting the league on notice that, hey, we are going to kick everybody's ass. This whole Roger Goodell shit kind of has frustrated them, you can tell. And so I think now they're finna take it out on everybody. It's like somebody getting their ass whipped by their older brother and taking out all the other kids in the class when they're the biggest kid in the class. Like, they're finna beat the shit out of everybody.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They look impressive, too. I'll tell you what. If your team isn't the New England Patriots, hey, you don't really want to go up against them. You don't want your team to go against the Patriots. Because they look like that deal.
Real quickly. I know it's too early to say. For the first 3 games of the season, do they look better than the Randy Moss? And I won't say the 08 Patriots, the ones that were 16-0.
They coming out with coaches. They look, the difference in them, they don't look as talented, but they look more dangerous. Like, they're very aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It looked like you just said, it looked like they pissed off Because y'all came out here with this bullshit talking about taming my legacy. And it looked like Tom Brady's stuff. They're no mercy.
Yeah.
So, that's how they look. But now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who looks better? The Patriots or the Cardinals so far in these three weeks?
We're gonna get to that in the Lewinsky Award. Because I'm sure one of us is gonna give the Cardinals the Lewinsky Award. My you suck is the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland, in traditional Cleveland form, fucks up by sitting Johnny Manziel, who's finally showed a little progress, and bring back Luke McNown. And as soon as they bring him back, of course they lose the game. So how do you go back to Manziel?
It's a fucked up situation, but it's back to what we were saying about Roddy. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to go ahead and start giving him the ball. And you can't pout about it. You can't be mad about it. You just have to do your job. And that's a cynical way of putting it. And we all know that human, but that's how it works. But it just goes to show how short-sighted, how stupid they are in some of these organizations. When they say that people, like in certain positions, know more than the fan. Don't worry, trust our process. We're the professionals. No, you're not. This wasn't even a hard problem. Let that boy play the game. So what if he goes 2-14? Who cares? Y'all ain't going nowhere. Give him the experience that he needs. So I think that was stupid from the coach. I think it was stupid from the front office. I think it was stupid all the way around. And the question is, in the locker room, like you was mentioning, even when we was talking off of the podcast, what you think the players think in the locker room about that?
If I was a player, I'd look at the coach sideways. So I really think of how competent is the coach and the general manager.
I mean, you have to. Who the hell takes a first-round quarterback? The kid finally gets a win in his second year, and you sit him down for an NFL journeyman who's won absolutely nothing. It doesn't even make sense. So I don't get what they're doing, but that's why teams like the Browns and Jaguars, that's why they lose so much. They don't know what they're doing. They're not having competent. They don't have the right people in the right places.
Do you have any more you-sucks? Because I still got one or two more lingering out there.
Come on with it.
Jeff Fisher.
He's working on getting his ass out of here.
We saw the Seahawks game together. They really should be 0-3 right now. Because the Seahawks can't gift-wrap them that win. And one of the things you talked about in previous podcasts is that they're too talented to not be turning the corner. And they're really 2 minutes away from being 0-3. I think, I forgot what happened. They either threw it. See, they fumbled. Seattle got it. And Seattle missed the field goal or did something. Pete Carroll did something to where.
First they kicked that dumbass offside kick, remember?
Yeah.
To get in that prime position. I mean, they played it very dumb. So that's how they even was in the mix.
Yeah.
So, but I think you're absolutely right. We were speaking about that in even in our coach comparison. Jeff Fisher, it's about time for him to get the hell on. They really are. You look at their roster, they have no business playing the way they're playing. Absolutely no business.
And it's not a Nick Foles fault. Because I've seen two of the three games and he held court. He wasn't spectacular. He wasn't horrible.
That should be all you need when you have that kind of talent they have. You don't want to put that ball in Nick Foles. You want that defense. You want to get a run game. You want all phases of the game, and they have that. So for Jeff Fisher to come up short like he's coming up, then that says a lot about him. Get him out of here. Then you lose 12-6 to a Ben Roethlisberger-less Pittsburgh team.
Do you have any more you sucks?
Nah, I think I have spare teams like Tampa Bay and some of these teams that didn't put up any points. San Francisco, you can get that to the whole team. Some of these teams didn't show up Sunday.
All right, we're going to spare them for the you suck. So let's flip from the you suck and let's go to the Lewinsky Award. Start it off.
Get to the Falcons, man. That was an impressive game. If you
let me tell you something. If you don't even like the Falcons, if they didn't like the Falcons, but if you like football, that game gave you everything you wanted. Them people came. We came all the way back in Dallas and did our thing, man. Time passes. We don't win those games there. We don't win that, man. We down two scores. We 21-7 going to half. Then we kick a field goal. We don't come back and win that. The defense was looking like the defense. We was texting the whole game. We was like, where are they? They look like shit. And they came back and won. I like the mindset. I like the go-get attitude. I like it. I love it.
You made a key point. That's a game the Falcons normally lose. The Cowboys came out and was beating the shit out of the Falcons. The Falcons stayed the course, trusted their process, and they kept their cool and they won. Because if you looked at the game, Cowboys were going through highs, lows, but the Falcons stayed pretty much even keel all throughout to the last touchdown.
And the guy who I didn't like coming into the season, the guy who I questioned why they brought him here, the guy who I just gave my USUP award to, definitely give my Lewinsky award, Kyle Shanahan, calls some plays, don't he?
That touchdown to Julio, where Julio came from the across the field for the little 3-yard pass, that was a beautiful play. That was absolutely gorgeous play.
He run that motherfucker too now.
I want to get to that. We're going to get to that. I wanted to say something. One thing Kyle Shanahan does, and you made a good quote about this, is that when he's in trouble, everybody knows he's going to Julio. We all know he's going to Julio. And one of the quotes you sent was like a video game play. Stop it. And can't nobody stop it. And he finds so many interesting ways to get the ball to Julio. But he don't try to be too cute and outthink himself so far. Third, and we have to get this first down. Go to Julio. Fourth, and we have to get this first down. Go to Julio.
That's amazing. I tell you what else, man. His play calling, you can not only see he has a game plan, but he has option A, B, C, D. What happens if we miss that and the other? He makes adjustments on the fly. Like, I was listening to some sport talk, and they were like, you know, when he came in to that game yesterday, you can pretty much guarantee he didn't think that I'm going to get a ball to Devontae Freeman 30 times. Bad money, that wasn't the game plan. But he's seen he was going with the high hand. And in times where others are just, it's still Julio, so we got to feed him. And he still fed Julio. He went with straight ground and pound. Because he knew a couple things. One, they had to get that defense off the field. Because Randall and them boys, Dunbar, raked them boys first half. First quarter, that kid had like 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. That was crazy in there. And he saw that. And what did he do? He crunk up that run game, and we started to dominate.
Which leads to my Lewinsky. Devontae Freeman. Played the game in his life. I don't know if he hasn't had confidence or if the previous regime or even this regime, could they try to find out who they got with him and Tevin Coleman if they didn't give him enough carries. But Devontae Freeman showed up and showed out. He played like a man possessed yesterday. And I'm not just talking about running. I'm talking about pass catching, block. He just did everything. I didn't know Devontae Freeman had it in him like that. I'm going to be the first one to say it. I knew he was good. I knew it was college good. I thought he'd just be okay back. And he still may not be great, but I never saw this in him. He run hard. You give him that, but I didn't see this in him.
Because I'm not a big college fan, I didn't know what he had or what he could do. And I wasn't a big part of Tim Coleman because he already had a running back. So that's the only reason why. But I'm going to tell you what really impresses me about this kid. Now, they can say about his 5'8 frame and he's 190, 200 pounds, whatever. The thing that impresses me about me, but the thing that impresses me about him is he finishes. And you don't see a lot of finishing in the NFL these days. You don't see someone drop their gear and get it to you. And that's what he do. He don't go out of bounds. He don't go down. he does second and third effort plays. And that's just impressive. That touchdown, man, he lowered the head, his head and lowered the boom. Sean Lee, he lowered the head, lowered the boom. He is not playing. I love it. It's real slobber knocker football.
Let me say this. If he can be consistent for the Falcons, then my ceiling for them, I have to change my ceiling for them.
Oh, and then you get that run game going, they're going to be in trouble. But I'm going to tell you what else is going to be just damning. Tevin Coleman is just like it with more upside because he's bigger and he's faster. And you know what I think about bigger, stronger, faster.
You like the slave driver.
Hey, he does. He's bigger, stronger. You don't break your ribs going out of bounds. That's not how you do that. So, I got to give it. I agree with you, Devontae Freeman. My Lewinsky also on the same team. And yes, if you haven't noticed yet, listeners, yes, we're sucking off the Falcons. Because let's be honest, they deserve a little head of it. Dan Quinn. Did you see how he got in? I forgot who the player was. He got in his ass on that sideline when it was fucking up in the first half. You could just tell, man, he wasn't having that. He wasn't about to go. We weren't about to lose that game off of humbug.
I mean, I think he go back to the point was that whatever his plan is, he stuck to the plan, and the coaching staff stuck to the plan. Whereas Mike Smith, you know, Mike Smith halfway time toward the end of his regime was looking lost, or like he was tentative about did they choose the right game plan. Dan Quinn was like, no, they hit us hard. We're just going to stay the course, hit them back. It's a 60-minute game, not a 10-minute game. You know what I'm saying? So I think that calm had the players more focused than I ever saw them.
You never stop. You don't doubt yourself. You go in with what you think. That's what you practice all week for, and that's what you got your game plan for. And that's what it looked like.
No.
So I got to give it to him. My other Lewinsky, now I'm transitioning.
Well, before you do that, let me get one more Lewinsky. And we talked about this guy offline. And he's not a super-duper player, somebody most people wouldn't notice. But Justin Durant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy.
William Moore and Justin Durant bring the fear of God with them when they coming to hit you.
Oh yeah, I can't believe I had left them out. We just talked about them too. That was an excellent pickup, man. Let me tell you something. It's been a long time. Probably you got to go back to Scott Case and Justin Tucker when we had that kind of boom and that kind of bam back then. We haven't had no hitters like that.
I like that nickname for him, Boom and Bam.
They playing like, and they flying to the ball. That's what I read. When you see whoever gets the ball, you see Falcon players flying there. And it's always led by either Justin Durant or William Moore. But one thing you can believe, if one get there before the other, here comes the cavalry. And all of them coming with bad intentions. All right, you're exactly right. I love it. When the last time we had this? Literally, I can't remember. Scott Casey just told me.
Justin Durant is elevating Paul Warlaw and other people play just by being the type of player he is so far.
That Justin Durant pick really is amazing. I give it to him on that one because I didn't even know who he was and that question. I heard people talking about him. Not gonna lie, I heard people like, oh, with Dallas, he was good. He just wasn't healthy. When I looked him up, he just never stayed healthy. But when you watch him, good God, he's tough.
Right now, he's the defensive MVP of the team.
Not even close. And right after him, I got to give it to William Moore.
I'm lukewarm on William Moore, but he has been really good this year. I mean, most people like William Moore more than I like him, but he's been good. So I can agree with you on that. Those two definitely deserve some Lewinsky or whatever. So as we transition from the Falcons and touch on a little more of the league in general, you can go ahead and start it off.
Neither one of us said Matt Ryan, as we shouldn't. I gotta give it to that madman Tom Brady. Good gracious.
I think the Patriots in general. I really say Belichick and Brady. I think Belichick is just, how do I put this? Brady is the school bully who can beat everybody's ass. But Belichick is the little kid who's smarter. He may not be as big, but he's smarter. But he see the big plan to tell him who to go take out. And seeing the big picture. And Tom Brady just executing.
It's amazing to watch. And I got to give it another one, too. Who we saw earlier, the Cardinals. They defense and offense. What in the world? Where did Larry Fitzgerald find the fountain of youth? Because he's going the fuck off like 7 years ago, Larry Fitzgerald.
Hold on. Larry Fitzgerald, I'm going to come back to the Cardinals. Larry Fitzgerald gets my Lewinsky Award. He's, now that we got away from the Falcons, he basically telling y'all must have forgot, you know what I'm saying? So he got that, he went back and stepped in the time machine and showing these young boys why he a OG in the game. Triple OG at that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. He's 5-star general for a reason. So Larry Fitzgerald get my Lewinsky Award. Now, I want to bring it back to the Cardinals. You asked me a question earlier, or you were about to ask a question earlier about the Patriots and the Cardinals. So what were you going to ask?
Yeah, which one scares you more? Your team, our Falcons, or in the league, which one look like? Now, you, of course, the Patriots has the lineage, okay? The lineage. So, they're easy to say, but when you watch both of them, which one are you like, good God, they look like trouble?
The Cardinals for two reasons.
You always been a Cardinal fan.
Not even that. Two reasons. One of them rational, one of them is. One of them is that they're in the NFC. So if we catch the Patriots in a game that really matters, that's the Super Bowl, right? So one game, anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? If we catch the Cardinals, we can catch them in round one, round two, round three. So they can shut us down. That's why I say the Cardinals. On the flip side of that, the Cardinals are so injury prone. I got the Patriots, so why I wouldn't be. I would be scared, more fearful of the Patriots, excuse me, just because the Cardinals are so error prone. A lot of this hinges on Carson Palmer. And I'm going to ask you, what percentage of this fear of Arizona hinges on Carson Palmer?
90%. Maybe even 95%.
So that's a high percentage for one person.
You see what they are without them. You saw that last year. No. You see what they are when you get John Skelton or whoever the fuck else you want to get in there. They don't look like that at all. It don't look like that. And when their defense playing as long on the field, then they wear down, then you start fucking them and grinding them. No, they don't look like that. Carson Palmer is that deal. And you can tell Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald went the fuck off with. When was his best years with Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
You give him quarterback, he, man, they, Larry, Carson Palmer, 95%. Very dangerous. No Carson Palmer, they're the run of the mill. They're like anybody else.
I want to say this. We talked about this in our quarterback coach steakhouse comparison. And we didn't give Carson Palmer the credit, but we definitely gave Bruce Arians the credit. And right now, this is where they come from, stamps. Bruce Arians is as good as we thought he was. And I go back to this. I think they keep Seattle out of a playoff position.
I don't know, man. Honestly, I have no idea now because they're not playing, and I think the Seahawks can get their breath back because the team who we were saying they're not going to be in it. The Rams not going to be in it.
Seattle may make a wild card because of other things, right? So there are two teams in two divisions that you can clearly say, hey, they're going to the playoffs. Oddly enough, our division may have only other team, us and the Panthers, who at 3-0 can do some damage, right? Like,
say that now. Remember, I had called you yesterday and said that I retract what I mentioned in saying that we're not sending two teams out of division. I think so because that easy schedule that we have, the Panthers have that same easy schedule.
Yeah.
And the Panthers they're beating everybody just like we're beating everybody. The schedule's too easy. It's way too easy. And on top of that, you're going to see the Saints and Tampa Bay twice. And that's for both of them, both the Panthers and the Falcons. So, no, ain't no easy to win.
Mm.
I think both of them coming out.
I think that means they leave only one spot for Seattle.
Yeah, Yeah, but think about it like this. Ain't no one else sending out to. The East ain't. I don't believe. How shitty they look.
What about Minnesota? AP look like he back.
AP look like that man again, don't he?
Hey. He can get a little Lewinsky.
Moving right along. Let's get off of that. Let's go to the next Lewinsky player. It gotta be AP. AP, no, you know who it, no. I'm sorry. You know who it is? So we did Julio. Let's do a little AJ Green here.
200 yards.
Jesus Christ.
Basically ended the Ravens season.
I'm glad I didn't see you in fantasy because you went the hell in. Green alone, man. AJ Green went off like a madman. I'll tell you one or two, old Andy Dalton.
Andy and Marvin, your mortal enemies.
Hey, they got it in. I cannot lie. I can't lie. They got it in. But, you know, that goes to show you how bad Baltimore looked, too. But, good Lord. Between A.J. Green, Julio Jones, and Steve Smith. Jesus.
And Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald, I was naming him. Hey, they're not playing. Nothing but respect. I got to give it to him. I got to give him nothing but respect.
We're going to come back to AP. I'm going to let you talk about that. I got one more Lewinsky I want to give out. Actually, two more for me. The first one is Tyrod Taylor.
A good one.
He deserved it. They beat the shit out of Miami. He's got a stranglehold on that job, and he's actually proven. Could have actually opened up the playbook a little bit more this week. Proven to be an NFL starting quarterback.
Yeah, the rest of them motherfuckers, you can tell they even let go of Matt Castle, went over there and got them all out of here.
I mean, at this point, you're right. You 2-1. The only team you lost to is the team that's going to beat everybody, the Patriots. You ride with Tyrod Taylor. He's still young. He done had that many miles on him. So you ride with him. Hopefully, him and Rex can get along, or Rex can kind of mold him to what he wants. Or maybe he don't need to touch him at all. But right now, Tyrod Taylor is who you roll with. And I
agree with what you just said. He don't need to touch him at all. Don't put that Rex shit on him. He don't need to touch him. I tell you this, man, Tyrod Taylor looks good, don't he?
Yeah.
Good Lord. He looks real good. So, yeah, let's give him a little head there. He did pretty good though.
All right, so your turn.
I think I'm going to cool a little bit. Of course, we can give Aaron Rodgers some, because Aaron Rodgers had four touchdowns in the third quarter of tonight's game. So, and they still giving them some. Aaron Rodgers, that guy. Aaron Rodgers looked good all year, though. We got to get some to the Seattle Seahawks, man. They went and blasted their team.
I think the Bears may want to be one of the three worst teams in the league right now.
They're something. They are some without a doubt. They are a crock load of shit. So, better than AMI finally, better than AMI, the rest of everybody else did pretty good. Oh, I got one more old sleeper here, and he's fucking me a little bit in my fantasy. But boy, Philip Rivers, man, what's going on? Oh, no, we on the Whiskeys. I'm gonna give it to the Vikings then to beat my boy, Philip Rivers. I don't know what's going on with him, but they put the icing on the cake on his ass.
I'm going to give out one last Lewinsky, and this may be the lowest Lewinsky award ever, because this player really doesn't deserve it. But throwback, we feeling so good about our Falcons. This guy was a former Falcon, face of our franchise guy, Michael Vick.
Damn right. He went 5-6, didn't he?
Mike Tomlin said it best, gave a real man's man conference. He got us out that building. So, Michael Vick, man. Michael Vick deserves some Lewinsky for getting them out that building. I actually think that all the people, the pundits and the talking heads are going to underestimate what he does. I think Pittsburgh, 4-4, I think if these 4 to 6 weeks being out, I can see them going 4-2, 3-3. So, if you were a Pittsburgh fan, Michael Vick insurance to me seems like good insurance right now. Which is why I know we went back and said the Cardinals should have snuck and got him. At that time.
Yep. I know it's a former fan, but still a fan. I can't wait to see him. Not going to lie about it. I can't wait to see him.
Him? Todd Haley? I think Todd Haley is smart enough to utilize some of his skills. Mike Tomlin? I think it's actually a great combination right now. Pittsburgh is an organization. He'll thrive. I'll go out on a limb and say he'll have a winning record while he's the starter.
And they got everything around now. They got Le'Veon Bell back there. They got Antonio Brown. You got Heath Miller. Oh, he ready, man.
Nah.
This ain't the Jets with that bullshit. He got the weapons. You about to see a little bit old vintage Mike Vick. They play the card.
They brought his shoes back out, so now the old vintage Vick finna come back out, right?
Hope he wear them motherfuckers. I'm a real fan. I hope he put them Vick shoes on. I want the Mike Vick experience, but they ain't playing us.
Alright. So let's go on and get to the games. Speaking of Michael Vick, the first game, 8:30. Ravens at the Steelers.
Fuck it. Give me Vick.
Line is Baltimore by one. I go against the line. I got Vic winning too.
I think about Baltimore, honestly, this was going to be a hard game for me to decide because it is a short week. So it's not a lot they can put in the plan, but Baltimore is struggling a little bit, even though they may get it. And I'm speaking with fandom, but Baltimore does not look good, do they?
They don't. You said it best. We can keep this quick. Pittsburgh got too many weapons. Michael Vick. Go back in the rejuvenation machine. Nothing else. Mike Vick has never had this many weapons as Pittsburgh have, from Antonio Brown to Martavis Bryant to Le'Veon Bell. All Vick got to do is just go out there and just have fun. They'll beat the shit out of Baltimore. Give me Pittsburgh.
I'm with it.
First 1 o'clock game, Texans at Atlanta Falcons. The line is Atlanta by 7.
Give me Atlanta by 10.
I think Atlanta cover 2. I think Atlanta by 8 or 9. I want to stop real quick because we don't need to stay on the – I don't feel we need to stay on the Falcon game that long right now. J.J. Watt is a 1-3 or 1-2, excuse me. Can your best player be a defensive tackle? Seriously. Can they get $100 million and you be a contender?
You just would not let that go either.
I'm asking.
Can no one player be a 100 million player and your team be a contender?
Unless it's a quarterback.
No player. Can Ryan Tannehill get Miami any further than they going?
If he was playing like Tom Brady, yeah.
No player.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady got to throw it to somebody, and somebody got to block for him to throw it to somebody.
Okay.
And your defense has to have stops.
Real quickly. What are you looking forward to in the Falcons game so we can spend at least 1 minute on the Falcons?
Roddy getting 5 catches.
Do you think they're making concerted effort to go to Roddy or they just keep doing what they're doing?
They need to. Because you're creating a disgruntled player. And you create someone who has a lot of tape. You don't need to do him like Carolina did Steve Smith. You sign him to that deal, go ahead and give him the catches. Put Leonard Hankerson. Where you pull Roddy White and let Roddy get his catches. It's just that simple. It's a simple problem to fix.
The Jets at the Dolphins this game in London.
Well, both of them getting fucked for having a London game.
Line is New York by 1.
Give me the Jets.
Give me the Jets, too. Of course, give me the line and the Jets. They win by field goal.
I'm going to tell you what's bad about that London game. This is what the league need to start considering. They need to have both of those are away games for a team. They don't need to have one of those games count as a home team, as a home game. But that's the furthest thing from the truth. They need to both be away games.
Next 1 o'clock game, Jaguars at the Colts. Line Indianapolis by 10.
Like Andrew got a little bit of his mojo back. We don't know how much, but I think they got enough to beat the Jags.
They might have enough to beat the Jags, but they were losing by 2 touchdowns to Tennessee to the last 3 minutes of their game. So the Colts have not impressed me.
And they actually could have lost that game.
They actually should have lost that game. I actually want to pick Jacksonville. It's hard for me to go against Andrew Luck.
If it's any time to pick him, this is the time, especially Andrew Luck. Looking like the look, you haven't picked him all year.
Give me Jacksonville. You just talked me into it.
Hey, man, I know that's your squad. You want to see them do something?
Yeah, man. Like you said, right now the Jaguars are looking like the Browns. I mean, right now the Colts are looking like the Browns a little bit. So, like you say, if you ever time to pick the Jacksonville to beat them, this is the time. So, I agree with you on that. You got the Colts. I got the Jaguars.
That's good.
Next 1 o'clock game, the Giants at the Bills. I'll make this quick. Give me the Bills. Tyrod Taylor. The line is Buffalo by 7. I think they win by 4. I don't bet that line, but give me the Bills.
I think they cover the line. Because not only is Tyrod Taylor looking good, and if you look at it, LeSean McCoy's not even the one who's running that ball like that. He's still throwing the hamstring. That defense.
I was going to say, they playing defense like a motherfucker.
That defense is hell, and they already had the talent before Rex Ryan put his imprint on it. So, give me them and give me the line.
Next 1 o'clock game, the Panthers at the Bucs.
Panthers.
Line is Carolina by 3. Give me the Panthers, too. I don't think they cover. I think they win by 1 or 2.
What was the line?
Carolina by 3.
Yeah, they cover the line.
Okay.
I don't trust Jameis Winston yet. Not yet.
How can you trust the Panthers?
Is it 3-0?
Good point.
And Cam Newton, quiet as Kevin, started to roll.
Next 1 o'clock game, the Eagles at the Redskins, excuse me. Line is Philly by 3.
Give me Philly in the line.
Give me Philly in the line, too. I think Philly win by 4 touchdown. I don't think Philly's that good. Let me say this. I don't think nobody in NFC East is that good.
Right.
I think Washington is in the worst situation. Until they go with RG3. I don't think they'll win consistently. I think they'll go 3-13 for 1-12 again. Kirk Cousins made some of the worst throws you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden needs to be former coach Jay Gruden. So, I mean, I don't know. I got Eagles winning by default for this game. Somebody got to win, right?
I'm waiting on that whole thing to go ahead and implode. I mean, they had a little help with that win the other week, but they are who we thought they are. I believe is what's going to be when it's all said and done. I don't see them doing anything.
Actually, you know what? It's going to end in a fucking tie.
Nah. Oh, you going with a tie?
Both of these teams are suck to me. The Eagles probably win, but I'm going to say a tie just because I don't like the Eagles and I think the Redskins suck. More of a pick out of spite than anything else.
Yeah, I see it.
Next 1, huh?
I'm going to go with the Eagles, but I can hear you hate. Which one you hate more? Are you hating Chip Kelly and Sam Bradford? Is your hate for Sam Bradford more than your hate for Jay Gruden?
Oh, that's a podcast in and of itself. Nah, Jay Gruden, because he's still doing a black man wrong, right? So. Next 1 o'clock game, the Raiders at the Bears.
Oh, the Raiders.
Line is open by 2.5. Give me the Raiders. Give me the line. Like I said, the Bears may not be the worst team in the NFL, but they're definitely the worst team in the NFC.
Yeah, and quiet as kept, the Raiders do look good. That's your sleeper team, isn't it?
Yeah, I had them going 8-8. Games like this, you can see why. Because they should beat the shit out of Chicago.
I agree.
If you're Chicago, do you try to get rid of Cutler now? Or what do you do?
How could you even fathom that? He's hurt. And it doesn't matter unless I don't give a damn if you have 77 virgins and they all suck good dick and fuck like pros and you got millions on top of millions. Nobody's taking that contract.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying Jay Cutler $120-some million but them. So, no, they're screwed.
Do you pay him to not play football?
I would. But at this point, replace him with who, though?
I mean, you 0-3 with him. I mean, you can't be any worse without him, right?
Jimmy Clausen just showed you can.
Shit, they were 0-2 with Jay Cutler.
Yeah, but he's not even. That's another team. They have too much talent to perform like they perform. This is going to be another. John Fox is going to be another motherfucking fire.
He's not good enough to right those type of wrongs. Let me say that.
What'd you say?
He's not a good enough coach to right those type of wrongs. He's a C plus at, he's a C at best. So he needs all the pieces there to even do anything. He's not the type of coach that can right a sinking ship.
Well, one of the biggest problems that they have is, and you can see, and I agree with you on this, you got to have some sort of quarterback. You can't have somebody who just throw the game away in Jay Cutler or Jimmy Foster. You got to have at least some kind of game manager, because if you look at them as the team, they're pretty stacked, my friend. Now, they got injuries right now, and I think that's hindering them because Alshon Jeffery's out. Their first round pick in that Kevin White kid is out. Cutler's out. So they got a lot of injuries. And that's a problem. That's going to be another podcast we do about the injuries in the NFL in the first 2 weeks. This shit is ridiculous, actually.
We'll kick it about that next week.
But I'm going with my pick, though. I got the Raiders in
there. I got the Raiders, too. Next, the final 1 o'clock game of the Chiefs at the Bengals. Darren, give me the Bengals. And then Marvin go 4-0. There is no line for this right now.
Because the Chiefs are a long way from a couple weeks ago, or was that last week when they played Denver? I was beating them and just lost to some craziness. I mean, now they're just getting their ass handed to them, but they actually came back in this game. Long story short, Cincinnati looking like that deal. Give me Cincinnati.
Yeah, me too. First 4 or 5 game, the Browns at the Chargers. Line is San Diego by 9. Darren, give me San Diego, but they don't cover 9. They win by like 6 or 7.
It's very hard to beat a team that play the kind of defense that Cleveland plays. Cleveland still got defense. I got San Diego. I'm saying, I'll have to say 9 points. That is a lot to beat someone by. But I'll just, hopefully Phillip Rivers gets his mojo this game and we can start to get the ball rolling on some of this stuff.
Somebody who got their mojo now in the next 4 or 5 game, the Packers at the 49ers. Of course, the line isn't up because, you know, while we're recording this, the Packers are kicking the Chiefs' ass. But give me Green Bay and give me whatever the line will be.
Do the same for me. I do that stuff.
Next 4 or 5 game, the Rams at the Cardinals. The line is Arizona by 7. Give me Arizona by 15.
Yeah, go ahead with it. Give me Arizona in the line.
We got the NFC's best coach in Bruce Arians, with arguably the NFC's worst coach in Jeff Fisher.
Hey, how are you seeing the Chiefs defensive back coach? Man, Aaron Thomas, they just showing him out. He look like an old nigga in front of a liquor store.
He coached for the Falcons. Remember, he was the head coach when Bobby Petrino left.
No, I didn't remember that. That whole year was, oh, yeah, that Wino. He's like Ned DeWino. All right, go ahead with the next game and get off Ned DeWino.
So, yeah, both of us got the Cardinals winning. Both of us got the Cardinals covering, correct?
Yep.
All right, next 4 or 5 game, 4-25 game, is the Vikings at the Broncos.
Oh, give me the Broncos.
Line is Denver by 7. This is my upset pick for the week. Give me the Vikings. I think AP run all over the Broncos. And I think this is the week that the Broncos, that just doing enough to get by, I think this is the week that stops. That type of look stops.
Ooh, now, okay. A little spicy. All right, I can see it. I can see it. They defense is what's keeping them in the game. It's not Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning looking like fucking Trent Dilfer.
And that's the point, right? They're doing just enough to win. And so I think their defense don't look that good this week versus AP. I think AP a man possessed now.
He looks like it, don't he?
I think he got his sea legs back.
We'll see. I'm still going with Denver.
I got Minnesota. The 8:30 game of the Cowboys at the Saints.
Is Drew Brees playing this week?
I don't know. That's why there's no line for this game.
Wow, the Cowboys look real good. They may have the best offensive line in football. They still with that running game.
Yeah, they just gonna, Darren, they just gonna bully the Saints on the line. So give me the Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Even if Drew Brees play, you going with the Cowboys?
Three is the one who looks like shit. And his backup is no other than drum roll, please. Luke McCown.
Do you see that he has a commercial?
I don't understand. Yeah, I saw that.
He has several commercials, actually.
I saw that. It must be. It's so nice, isn't it? I wish I could know. I wish I knew what it was to be a white man in America. Unfortunately, I don't. When a basketball quarterback get a commercial, that's amazing, man.
Give me the Cowboys.
Give me the Cowboys.
Last game, Detroit at Seattle. Line to Seattle by 10.
That is a high line for them. They don't even know a scoring team like that. I'm taking Seattle. I don't think they cover that line.
I completely agree with you. Seattle win by 3 or 4. I will see the line being Detroit by 10 before I see Seattle by 10. Because nothing else, Detroit can air it out, right? Seattle isn't really air it out. They're kind of a pounded down your throat type team, right? So I agree with you completely. We both got Seattle winning, but not cover.
Yeah.
All right. So that concludes Week 4 Picks and Kicks, DigitalDarren.com. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.